So you can start to let yourself settle, adjust however you are to find yourself in a posture that feels both alert and relaxed. Coming from wherever you've been in these last hours, doing whatever you've been doing, there may be a little momentum of that experience in your system. And instead of trying to force a settling, trying to settle the mind down, kind of more of an organic approach might be to just allow that momentum to be there. Sometimes when we've been engaged in things, there can be an energetic resonance that we experience as we sit down. Energy in the body. Energy in the mind. Sometimes experienced physically as vibration or pulsing or tingling. Just exploring the possibility of opening to that. No particular problem. We don't have to have a particular state of mind to meditate. Just opening to what's already here, aware of that. That is a form of meditation, a form of mindfulness practice. There can be a sense or a belief that we have, maybe one behind the scenes, that we need to be in a certain state in order to meditate, in order to be mindful. That can come from, after practicing for a while, some familiarity with particular states of calm or clear or connected state of mind. And attempting to kind of put ourselves in those states in order to meditate. At one point on a retreat, I had been doing some walking meditation and was transitioning back to sitting meditation. Still posture meditation. I was going back to my room actually to do some lying meditation. And as I was walking back to the dorm, I saw my mind kind of adjusting itself, as if it needed to put itself into a different mind state in order to meditate in the still posture than it was in the walking posture. in retrospect, it was kind of just a very subtle kind of suppression of thought, trying to quiet the mind down just a little bit. Fortunately, I saw this happening, and the thought arose, what's wrong with this mind state? This mind state, there's already awareness here. Nothing to change, just aware of this. So what is this right now for you? How is your mind? What's the state of your body? How is your mind? Maybe the mind is scattered. Can you know that? This is what it's like to be a human being that's got a scattered mind right now. Maybe it's low energy in the afternoon. This is what it's like to have low energy. Just a simple awareness, just an acknowledgement. This is what it's like to be this being right now. Sometimes we have a belief that often a belief that's behind the scenes, not a conscious belief, but a belief that certain states of mind are inherently anti-mindful. Sleepiness, for instance, or spaciness. We might think that those states are inherently not mindful states. But they are just states of mind. And mindfulness can know those as well. And a little even example of that, I mean, you might have had the thought at some time, I'm too sleepy to meditate. Or this mind is so spacey, it can't meditate right now. The very recognition that you've already had there, you've already recognized sleepiness, or you've already recognized spaciness. If you have that thought, I'm too something to meditate, you're already aware of that something. But can you align with that? Come into alignment with what's actually happening. Not trying to change a state, but just acknowledging this is how this mind is right now. Scattered mind, dullness, sleepiness. Sometimes these things are challenging to be with because we think it's a problem. And so, for instance, with sleepiness or with low energy, just being aware of that as you can. And maybe the mind wanders, that's okay. When it comes back, just being aware again. When there's a resistance or state of mind that we think we can't be mindful of, there's often a resistance there. And so checking the attitude, what's the attitude? There may be a slight aversion to the state. That aversion might come from the belief that I can't be mindful of it. It might be the belief that it's a problem. And so checking the attitude. seeing if there can be an opening to your sleepiness, and there's a belief it's a problem. Oh, that's what's happening. When there is some state like restlessness or dullness or sleepiness, sometimes if we relax the trying to be aware, we'll find out there's more ability to just be aware with that experience. Just trying on this exploration. Are you aware? And what is happening?